आरब्धं कुर्मः। गतवर्गे समयः इति अभ्यासः कुर्मः, अनन्तरं सङ्ख्या अपि अभ्यासं कुर्मः। अद्य वि विल् बिगिन् टुडे वित् द रिविजन् आफ् नम्बर्स् दट् वि हाव् लर्न्ड्। सो वि हाव् लर्न्ड् सङ्ख्याः, समयः अपि, खलु? सो एकवारं सङ्ख्या इति वदतु। सुधीन्द्रमहोदय अस्ति वा? अस्तु, अरुण् महोदय।
आं महोदय।
महोदय एकवारं एकादशतः त्रिंशत् पर्यन्तं सङ्ख्या इति वदतु महोदय।
एकादशः, द्वादश, त्रयोदश, चतुर्दश, पञ्चदश, षोडश, सप्तदश, अष्टादश, नवदश, विंशति, एकविंशति, विंशतिः, द्वाविंशतिः, त्रयोविंशतिः, चतुर्विंशतिः, पञ्चविंशतिः, षट्विंशतिः, सप्तविंशतिः, अष्टाविंशतिः, नवविंशतिः, त्रिशत्, एकत्रिशत्, द्वात्रिशत्,
त्रयात्रिंशत्,
त्रिंशत्, एकत्रिंशत्, द्वात्रिंशत्, त्रयस्त्रिंशत्, चतुस्त्रिंशत्, पञ्चत्रिंशत्, षट्त्रिंशत्, सप्तत्रिंशत्, अष्टात्रिंशत्, नवत्रिंशत्, चत्वारिंशत्, एकचत्वारिंशत्, द्विचत्वारिंशत्, त्रिचत्वारिंशत्, चतुश्चत्वारिंशत्, चतुश्चत्वारिंशत्, पञ्चचत्वारिंशत्, षट्चत्वारिंशत्, सप्तचत्वारिंशत्, अष्टचत्वारिंशत्, नवचत्वारिंशत्, पञ्चशत्,
पञ्चाशत्,
पञ्चाशत्, एकपञ्चाशत्, द्विपञ्चाशत्, त्रिपञ्चाशत्, चतुष्पञ्चाशत्, पञ्चपञ्चाशत्, षट्पञ्चाशत्, सप्तपञ्चाशत्, अष्टपञ्चाशत्, नवपञ्चाशत्, षष्टिः, एकषष्टिः, द्विषष्टिः, त्रिषष्टिः, चतुःषष्टिः, पञ्चषष्टिः, षट्षष्टिः, सप्तषष्टिः, अष्टषष्टिः, नवषष्टिः, सप्ततिः, एकसप्ततिः, द्विसप्ततिः, त्रिसप्ततिः, चतुस्सप्ततिः, पञ्चसप्ततिः, षट् सप्ततिः सप्तसप्ततिः अष्टसप्ततिः नवसप्ततिः अशीतिः एकशीतिः
एकाशीतिः
एकाशीतिः द्व्याशीतिः
द्वयशीतिः
द्वयशीतिः त्रयशीतिः चतुर्शीतिः पञ्चाशीतिः षट्शीतिः सप्ताशीतिः अष्टाशीतिः नवाशीतिः नवातिः
नवतिः
नवतिः एकनवतिः द्विनवतिः त्रिनवतिः चतुर्नवतिः पञ्चनवतिः षणावतिः सप्तनवतिः अष्टनवतिः नवनवतिः शतम्
समीचीनं महोदय.
सर् ऐ हव् सम् डौट् दिस् दिस् 81 टु 89 एक अशीतिः दट् इस् रोङ्ग् बिकास् ऐ हव् रिटर्न् लैक् दै डोण्ट् नो
एकाशीतिः
ओके ओके द्वयशीतिः
द्वयशीतिः त्रयशीतिः चतुर्शीतिः पञ्चाशीतिः षड्शीतिः
एण्ड् दिस् 96 वट् इस् दट् 96
इट् इस् षट्नवतिः सो इट् विल् बिकम् षण्णवतिः
षण्णवतिः अच्छा अच्छा ओके बिकास् ऐ हव् रिटर्न् इयर् षट्नवतिः दट् इस् राङ्ग् नो मत्लब्
षट् योगः नवतिः षण्णवतिः इति भवति भगिनि
ओके ओके थेङ्क् यु सर्
अस्तु अस्तु अग्रे अग्रे समयः एकवारं पुनरावर्तनं कुर्मः. प्रेमा भगिनी
I actually have a question. Can I ask the question first?
Yes, buddy.
If you go to the page of the numbers 1 to 10, is the 6 Sakta?
6 is Shat. Shat.
Shat. So the so the SHA is incorrect, right?
SHA. This actually some literal texts are taking the lower H, some are taking the capital H. So not able to recognize the transliterator collectively. So probably okay. I'll have to check the Unicode format for it. Sometimes that might be the reason.
Okay. So the Sanskrit is correct, right?
Yes, the Sanskrit script is correct.
Okay. So the for 6 is shat, and then for the 10 is dashat, right?
Dasha.
So okay. And zero, you mentioned last week, zero is suya?
Shunya.
Shunya.
Yeah.
Okay, shunya.
So probably S-H-O-O-N-Y-A.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I'm not able to do the homework. I just got the PowerPoint a few hours ago.
Yes, buddy. No issues. I see. We can just revise this particular notations for time in Sanskrit. If you could read through, that would be helpful for us.
Okay. Eka Vadanam, Dva Vadanam,
Dvi.
Tri Vadanam, chatru vadanam. I have another question, because in the number page 2 is dwe 12, and here is dwi. Is it the same?
Dve, one ekam dve, we call it this as dve. So this is dve bhagini, and with respect to counting we are calling this as dve, and with respect to the time we are calling as dvivadanam.
Okay, so if we just call the number itself is dve, dwe, dve, but if we use it in like a time we call dvi.
Dve, yes.
Okay. Okay, so the same for like 3 and 4. So 3 in this table called the trini, but in the clock it's a tree. And then 4 is chavari. And then yes. in when it's called a time, it's a chatu.
Correct, but yes, it is called
so
a chaturvadanam.
Do you know when to use which form?
I'll have to come back to you on this, Bhagni, because there are a lot of things with respect to numbers, how these are co-joined, and also with respect to the gender also this will vary. So when we do some probably in another couple of classes we will see this. We'll see how, not couple of, probably about 4 or 5 classes, we'll see how this number change form with respect to gender also. For now, we'll keep it like this.
Okay. So, Eka Vadanam, Dvai Vadanam, Tri Vadanam, Chatru Vadanam,
Dvi Vadanam. It is Dvi.
Pancha Vadanam, Sat Vadanam, Sapta Vadanam, Ashta Vadanam, Nava Vadanam, Dasha Vadanam, Ekadasha Vadanam,
Ekadasha Vadanam,
Ekadasha Vadanam, Dvadasha Vadanam, Ashta Eka Vadanam, Ashta Dvai Vadanam.
No. 1:30 is Sardha Eka Vadanam.
Sada Eka Vadanam, Sada Dvai Vadanam, Sada Tri Vadanam, Sada Chatru Vadanam, Sada Pancha Vadanam, Sada Shat Vadanam, Sada Sapta Vadanam, Sada Ashta Vadanam, Sada Nava Vadanam, Sada Dasha Vadanam, Sada Ekadasha Vadanam, Sada Dvadasha Vadanam, Sapada Eka Vadanam, Sapada Dva Vadanam, Sapada Tri Vadanam, Sapada Chatru Vadanam.
So for 2 it is not Dva Bhagini, it is Dvi.
Say that again.
Sapada Dvi Vadanam.
Dwi.
Is the. In we pronounce the, right? The is there. So dvi. So you protrude your tongue and touch the back of the teeth. So it will become dvi.
Dvi.
The for dance or the. The. Dvi.
The. Tree.
Dvi.
Okay, I will have to keep practice this one.
Okay, Bhagini. Yeah, okay.
Sapada pancha vadanam sapada shad vadanam sapada sapta vadanam sapada ashta vadanam sapada nava vadanam sapada dasha vadanam sapada ekadasha vadanam sapada dvadasha vadanam padona dre vadanam padona tri vadanam padona chatru vadanam padona pancha vadanam padona shat vadanam padona sapta vadanam padona ashta vadanam padona nava vadanam.
So this is essentially quarter to 9, quarter to 8. That is the timing, Bhagini. So
padona dasha vadanam padona ekadasha vadanam padona dvadasha vadanam padona eka vadanam.
Samichinam. Agre ekam katha asti, eka katha asti atra. So we will try to practice one story which is having simple sentences that we have learned with respect to words and also with respect to the ekavachanam rupam of the nouns as well. So we will try to read this story now. So Lalita Bhagini, can you please read this story?
Yes. Ekaha gramaha tatra ekaha chaturaha kakaha nivasati ekada grishmakalaha tapayati kakaha krishyati किन्दु जलं कुत्र अपि नास्ति काकः पश्यति काकः अत्र पश्यति तत्र पश्यति काकः सर्वत्र पश्यति काकः अटति सः सर्वत्र अटति कुत्र अपि जलं नास्ति काकः एकत्र पश्यति तत्र गडः अस्ति गडस्य अन्धः स्वल्पं जलम् एव अस्ति काकः चिन्तयति हा हन्द अत्र किञ्चित् जलम् एव अस्ति अहं किं करोमि इति.
समीचीनं भगिनी. सो अत्र वाक्यम् अस्ति, शब्दाः सन्ति. एकवारं वाक्यं पृथक् करोतु, अनन्तरं शब्दस्य अर्थमपि वदतु भगिनि.
ओके, शाल् आई टेल् द मीनिङ्ग्?
यस् भगिनि, अर्थ अपि वदतु. वाक्यं पृथक् करोतु, पृथक् 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 करोतु, अनन्तरं शब्दं रूपम् अपि एकवारं वदतु, अर्थ अपि वदतु.
And there was a very brilliant crow was there.
Samichinam, ekaha gramaha. Bhagini, ekaha gramaha, once there was a village. तत्र एकः चतुरः काकः निवसति, तत्र देर् एकः वन् चतुरः ब्रिलियण्ट् काकः क्रो इति निर्माणयतु.
ओके, एकदा ग्रीष्मकालः तापयति. वन् समर् केम् तापयति मीन्
हीट्, बिकास् आफ् हीट् द ग्रीष्मकाल वास् वेरि हाट्.
वेरि हाट्, ओके. काकः त्रिष्यति. The crow was very thirsty.
Thirsty.
Okay. Kindu jalam kutra abhi nasti. But water were not there.
Not there.
Kutra, not there.
Kutra abhi. Okay. No, it was not there anywhere. Or it was not there everywhere. Kutra abhi.
Kutra, okay. Kakaha pashyadi. The crow was looking. Kakaha atra pashyadi. Crow looking here. Tatra pashyadi. There. Looking there. Kakaha sarvatra pashyadi. The crow looking everywhere. Kakaha atati. Atati means?
Atati is yukte roaming here and there.
Roaming,
going forth.
Okay. Okay, crow was roaming. Saha sarvatra adati. The crow was roaming everywhere. Kutra abhi jalam nasti. No water, water was there. Kakaha ekatra pashyadi. The crow looking everywhere. Correct?
At one place. Ekatra is at one place.
One place. Okay. Tatra घटः अस्ति. दर्वासे पोर्ट् घटस्य अन्तः स्वल्पं जलम् एव अस्ति. इन् द पोर्ट् वेरि लिटिल् वाटर् वर् द. काकः चिन्तयति. हि तोट् हा हन्द वाव् अत्र किञ्चित् जलम् एव अस्ति. इन् द पोर्ट् वेरि स्माल् अमौण्ट् आफ् वाटर् इस् द. अहं किं करोमि. What should I do? Iti. Mean,
like this. Or this is what? Like this. This is what? It was thinking.
Thinking. Ah, yeah.
Samichinam, bhagini. Bahu samichinam. Agre api. Agre api patatu. Na, bhagini. Agre api patatu. Read next one also.
Okay. Kakaha upayam chintayati. Saha sarvatra silakhandam pashyati. सः एकं शिलाखण्डं स्वीकरोति. खडस्य अन्धः क्षिपति. पुनः शिलाखण्डं स्वीकरोति. घटस्य अन्धः क्षिपति. एवं पुनः पुनः शिलाखण्डं क्षिपति. जलम् उपरि आगच्छति. काकः तुष्यति. सः जलं पिबति. काकस्य बहु सन्तोषः भवति. अनन्तरं सः स्वनीडं गच्छति. चतुरः काकः. एषः पुरातनकालस्य चतुरः काकः. आधुनिककालस्य काकः किं करोति. ओके, काकः उपायं चिन्तयति. द क्रो वास् थिङ्किङ्ग् फोर् ए
ऐडिया.
थिङ्किङ्ग् फोर् ए ट्रिक् ऐडिया. ओके, ऐडिया. सः सर्वत्र शिलाखण्डं पश्यति. हि सो दर् वर् सो मेनि स्टोन्स् दर्. सः एकं शिलाखण्डं स्वीकरोति. हि टुक् वन् स्टोन्. घटस्य अन्तः क्षिपति. हि पुट् इट् इन् द पोट्. पुनः शिलाखण्डं स्वीकरोति. अगैन् हि टुक् वन् स्टोन्. And Ghadasya Andaha Shibadi, he put it in the pot. Evam Punaha Punaha Shilagandam Shibadi. He then took one by one, he took the stone one by one. And put it in the pot. Jalam Ubari Agachadi. The water came up. Kakaha Tushyadi. He got happy or what?
It was samichinam, tushyate. It is actually, it was the thirst was gratified, or it was fine, or it became happy. You can say happy, or it was pleased.
Because in the very next to next line, he is so happy.
Yes, thirst was quenched, Bhagini, and it was it was fine with the or it was the thirst was quenched, as our Mahodaya said, the thirst was quenched.
Okay, saha jalam pibadi, then he drank the water. Sagasya bahu sandoshaha bhavadi, he was very happy. Anandaram saha swineedam swaneedam gacchadi, then he go to his place, went to his place.
Nest. Swa is self, needam is own nest.
Own nest. Okay, needam is nest. Okay.
Nest.
Okay. Chaturaha kagaha, brilliant crow.
Samichinam.
Eshaha puratana kalasya chaturaha kagaha. This one is the old kalasya.
Puratana, ancient cock, or old age cock.
Old age, ancient.
A crow from the past. That translate, yes, yeah. Crow from the past, or it was some ancient crow.
Ancient crow, a very brilliant crow. Aathunika kalasya kakaha kim karodi? The new generation, right?
Correct only, ma'am. New generation of the modern crow. What will
modern crow, what will he do?
Okay. Uttaram vadatu bhagini, aadhunika kalasya kakaha kim karoti?
Aadhunika kalasya kakaha kim karoti? Uttaram. Aadhunika kalasya kakaha. No, sir, I don't know.
Kupi asti khalu. Adhunika kupi jalam pipati. Kupiyaha jalam pipati.
I thought in the pot what he will do. Okay. Kupiyaha jalam pipati. Thank you, sir.
Samichinam, bhagini. Bahu samichinam. Dhanyavada. Agre. Bahu samichinam. Astu. Agre. Sri Ramesh, Krishnamurti Sri Ramesh Mahodaya. So, Mahodaya, na shrunotu. Bhavan asti va? Okay, astu, chinta maastu, astu, agre. Sudindra Mahodaya asti va?
Aam, Guruji.
Mahodaya atra, shabdaha, astu Mahodaya, chinta maastu. Sudindra Mahodaya atra, vakye, shabdaha santi. Vakye kim vachanam, kim vibhakti iti ekavaram pashyatu anantram vadatu.
Vibhakti. Uttama Purusha, Ekaha Gramaha?
Gramaha, Uttama Purusha, Astu. Na, Vibhakti iti, Vibhakti is generally for nouns, Mahodaya.
Okay.
Astu, and Uttama Purusha, Madhyama Purusha, Pradhama Purusha, these are generally for the dhatus or the verbs.
Okay.
Astu mode. So ekaha gramaha. Ekaha ityukte atra pumlinga shabdaha.
Amode.
Lingam iti vadatu, vibhakti janati chet iti vadatu. Astu?
Am. ग्रामः एकः पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः ग्रामः उत्तमपुरुषः
ग्रामः अपि पुंलिङ्गः ग्रामः अपि पुंलिङ्गः एतत् नौन् अस्ति दिस् इस् नाट् अ वर्ब्
वर्ब् ओके ओके दिस् अ नौन् यस्
ग्रामः इस् अ नौन् सो दिस् विल् हाव् विभक्तिस् वेर् एवर् वी हाव् नौन् फार्म् आफ़् द वर्ब्स् वर्ड्स् वी जनरलि हाव् द डिक्लेन्शन्स् आर् द विभक्तिस् whenever it is the verb it will have the forms of pradhama uttama and madhyama and then it will have ekavachanam which is plural dvivachanam which is for two and bahuvachanam which is for multiple so that is how we'll identify the verbs when it comes to the nouns it will also have ekavachanam dvivachanam and bahuvachanam singular for two the lingam for two and plural so this is something that will also be there for the vibhakti so how this will be helpful is as we go forward and we have seen shashti vibhakti already right ramasya then sitayah so these are the vibhakti and when we call the verbs we will say nivasati nivasatah nivasanti so that is for prathama purusha and for uttama purusha it will be nivasami nivasavah nivasavah mah so if we identify these things this will help us as we go further as we learn sanskrit further this will also help us in identifying what is being answered and probably the context in which what is being said these are the things because there are certain rules also for this with respect to the grammar we'll also see why we should use a particular noun or why we should use which vibhakti and which verb should come in and there is a concept called as karakas this as we go further in the study of Sanskrit these things will start getting applied so request you to identify only the nouns that are there and which lingam it is and which whether it is in Prathama Vibhakti or in Shashti Vibhakti. So far we have only learned Prathama Vibhakti and Shashti Vibhakti.
Mahode, I'll try.
Okay, Mahode.
Ekaha is a masculine.
Masculine.
Gramaha is also masculine.
Mm-hmm.
Tatra is there. Ekaha is again masculine. Chaturaha is masculine. Kakaha is masculine. Nivasati is a verb.
Samichinam.
That would be
purusha or uttama purusha? Prathama purusha or uttama purusha?
Prathama purusha.
Prathama purusha.
Ekada is a
once upon a time. Samichinam. Samichinam. Yes.
Grishmakalaha is a masculine. Tapayati is a feminine.
Tapayati is a verb. Tapayati
is a verb. That would be Prathama Purusha.
Prathama Purusha.
Kakaha is ma'am is a masculine. Trushyati is a Prathama Purusha.
Verb.
It's a verb. And Kintu
means but.
Kintu is but. And Jalam is a noun again.
Is it masculine, feminine or neuter?
Jalam is neuter.
Neuter.
Jalam is neuter. Kutra is into Jalam Kutra Pi. Kutra is not seen. One moment.
Kutra is where?
Kutra is where. Yeah. Kutra is where. Then Jalam is again masculine, neutral gender. Then Api. Api is Pratama Vibhakti.
No, Api is actually, here it is called as Avyayam. So, Api means also.
Okay. So, is okay, that's, that doesn't have, it's just a, it doesn't have any gender, right?
Yes, it doesn't have any gender. It is an indeclinable.
Okay. Kutra Api Nasti.
Hmm.
Nasti is nowhere to be seen, so it's a...
It's actually a verb here. It is, yes, it is Pratham Bhushan, but yes, yes, Mohsa.
Then Kakaha is again male.
Hmm.
Pashyati. Kakaha then, actually, it's a Pratham Purusha again.
Kakaha is a masculine, it is Prathama Vibhakti. So we have not seen the form, so you can say Pumlinga Shabda. Pumlinga Shabda, that's all.
Okay.
Masculine.
Is Pumlinga. Okay.
Pumlinga. So masculine.
Kaka is Pumlinga Shabda.
Hmm.
So Pashyati is Ekavachana.
Ekavachanam. Prathama Purusha, it is a dhatu. Basically, it is the saying. Kakaha pashyati ityukte, pashyati ityukte, to see or looking.
Okay. One more, I am noting down.
Can I ask a question?
Bhagini, please.
About this Kriya Padani on
yes.
page, on the slide, page 24.
Uh-huh.
There was a thing about shortcut.
24, yes. Yes, Bhagini, yeah.
Yeah. Like, so normally when there's an ATI means is an action for all the genders, and then there's AM, the R, me is the aham, I mean, the Uttama Purushaha, right?
Yes.
Could you explain the difference between the top two lines have the R and R? And then the other three rows doesn't have the R. Like, so when do we, so how do we know, when we look at words, how do we know if it's action word or not? Like, how do we know when you have the R and R when you don't have them?
Okay, so for the first two rows, Bhagini, whenever we are going for ATI as the ending, right, ATI, it indicates that it is for somebody else. So, Pathati, whenever you are using Pathati, we are saying he is reading, she is reading, or somebody else is reading. If you want to say that, then we go for ATI. And this form is basically the Pradhama Purusha form. This one is called as Pradhama Purusha. And whenever we are using Ami, capital A, M-I, Pathami, Hadami. So, this is called as Uttama Purusha form. And this is read generally for the self. So, I am reading. I will say, Aham Pathami. He is reading. Or then, I am eating. Aham Khadami. Similarly, we both are eating. Aham Khadavaha. Avam khadavaha, avam pathavaha, and similarly we, and when we say we, it will become vayam. So aham, avam, vayam is for self. It is either for a singular self or self for two people or a collective self when we say we. So we both will also will take this form of the capital A. And whenever we are saying for somebody else, he is reading, he is eating, then it will become A, the lower A or the Hraswa. And because we have E here, the E is not changed into A. Whenever there is A, the halantam is there. You see this line, this is halantam. It takes the form of the A. If there is no halantam and if it is in ikaranta, roditi, so there is no A. So that's why it is there as iti, roditi, shrunoti, asti, rodimi, shrunomi, asmi. So whenever this is there like this, this will be in this form.
But in the last line, the ami, that one has the little sign under sha, but they also remove the a. Hello?
Just repeat your question, Bhagini.
Sorry. So, like, I understand, like, on row number 3 and row number 4, because the previous word already finished with the vowel already, so you will not add an extra vowel. But for row number 5, the 5th row, the aham, yeah, like this one have the little sign. That means there's no vowel after the sha, right? So why is it in this case, you also, in the shorthand, you will not add the a to it?
Okay.
The question is like, what is the difference between the joints that have happened with respect to the vowels when we are taking a and e, and when it comes to as dhatu, why is it taking the form of the halantam itself and not adding the a to it? Is the question, Bhagini? Right, Bhagini?
Yes.
Okay, so with respect to the first ones, when we are looking at, just give me a minute, when we are looking at the first one, pathati, this is essentially with respect to the ikara that we have here. These are following what do you call this? These are called as prakaranams. There are certain prakaranams, means how certain things needs to be followed. How the dhatu is coming, and with respect to the dhatu, what do you call this? There are two things, Bhagini. One is the suffix that we are adding, and there is a prefix that we are adding. So, with respect to the pratyayas that we are taking, and with respect to the dhatus that we are taking, these are called as tigantas. So, these are tiganta pratyayam, tiganta prakaranam. Tigantas, these are called as tigantas, indicating, not this prakaranam, but these are called as tigantas, indicating that we are following what is called as verbs. So for the verbs, there are certain rules with respect to how these are bound, with respect to how this word is going to be formed, and with respect to the t or the akaras, they are there. This is defined with respect to what is called as the sutras that are available in Panini's Ashtadhyayi. Okay. So now there are certain rules why this is following this particular order. So with a, there is called as something called as let me see what that rule is called. One second. So I'm just trying to identify that rule. I'm not able to.
Sorry, since I think, I don't know about other students, like I have not learned the grammar rule yet. So at this level, should we just would that be correct to say that most of the time that, you know, when we see there's no vowel in the previous word, then there is the ATI or the AMI, the RMI. But if there is a vowel in the previous word, then we would not add the R or R. Only in other specific conditions that we need to do it, and but then we need to learn the grammar first before we could understand. Is that correct?
Yes, and these are called as Sing Pratyayas, Bhagini. So, I don't think anybody in this class currently is actually attending the grammar rules. But there are also a lot of variations, Bhagini. So, it is not a generic rule that if you have E, it is being retained as E. For example, in the third row, it is not necessary always E will be retained as E. Because when we learn the sandhis, right, E is going to be changed as A, the vowel A. It is not going to be E, vowel only. So, there are differences when this will happen, when this will not happen. Your question is very valid, but these are depending on the pratyayas, and this is called as Thing Pratyayas, meaning we are adding the T at the end. So, it will be Ti, Taha, Anti, Si, Taha, Ta, Im, Mi, Vaha, Maha. And when we are adding this, right, because there is a combination of vowels, A with E, it is being Ati here. But when we look at sandhis or compound words, these rules will come into play. And with respect to your question, this is not a generic thing, right? This is not really a generic thing. But for now, because we are learning from basics without really getting into the grammar rules, probably it might not be an appropriate time to, elucidate the other aspects of grammar, because there are a lot of things here. One thing is the change of the form of that particular letter into some other letter, and there is no change of the letter's form. For example, E is becoming only E again. Rodhiti is not a combination of Rodhi plus A plus C, right? It is not a combination of A. It is still retained as Rodhi plus E. Actually, if we look at the compound words or the Sandhi rules, E generally changes to the form of A. That is also there. But to explain this is not a generic rule. It is not necessary this will happen. But most of the times, there are exceptions also to the rules. So here Rodhiti, you can take it as Rodhiti. Shrunoti should be taken as Shrunoti only, and Shrunomi. Asti, why it is becoming T, there is something called as Sup. We have to learn certain things, and it will be retained in this form. And there are certain other rules also that will be applied here, and the letter changes to that form. So probably we need to go through them. I would only say at this moment that these rules are generally covered in our grammar classes, which is called as Panini Vyakarana classes. So those start from what are called as ganas, means how the words or the verbs are classified. Verbs are also classified into about, I think there are 10 ganas that are being classified, and then we have to know those 10 ganas. So those ganas will be helpful, and for each ganas there are again rules. So what kind of rules can be applied, how it could be applied. So that will be helpful, but these we are not covering. We are not covering in these classes. Most of the students who are learning these are parallelly attending the Panini Vyakaranam classes, I think.
Okay, so I guess I don't need to worry about this at the moment.
Absolutely.
What does shortcut mean then? On the heading, it say this is a shortcut. What does that mean?
So, to understand that, for example, see what happens is, because in the initial stages, we are not able to identify how the words need to be remembered, right, Bhagni? So what we have given here is we have given one list of documents where we are providing, let me show you this, in general how the words are going to be, or the verbs, with respect to verbs, how are they going to be in various forms. So pathati, kridati, and all these are similar. So if you look at these verb forms, right, swikaroti, it is not swikarati, swikaroti. Similarly, karoti, swikaroti, shrunoti, grunhati, roditi, shaknoti, pujayati. So there are certain words that are taking ati, and there are certain words that are being iti or eti. So for now, please take these exceptions as it is. And also with respect to the word form, there is another additional thing that we have to know, which is called as dhatu. Dhatu means the root form of the word, or what is the root form of that verb itself, or for any noun, Sanskrit goes directly into the root form of it. Before we come to the word, we have to know the root form of it. And from the root form of it, the rules are applied. And then the word is being developed. So this is basically very scientific in nature. Once we know the root form of it, and then we apply the rules, and what are the rules that can be applied to that root form of the word is also listed. And once we know the rule, why it should change into a particular form, why it should not change into a particular form, these are rules that have been specified in the grammar. For now, you need not really worry about for each of these why this is being changed into this form. There are exceptions, as you see in this document that has been shared. This is also there in our slide. You just have to probably remember for them now. In the advanced grammar classes or in the Panini Vyakarana classes, right, these are being clarified. Why this rule is being applied and what is this rule? Why this is taking in the form of this particular form? That will be helpful, Bhagini. For now, I don't think we need to get into the details of it, because there are prakriyas, prakaranams, and we should also know the root forms, which are called as pratyayas, or the dhatu pratyaya, tigantas and subantas. These are classification of the words in Sanskrit also. Tigantas are called generally for the verb forms, and subantas are generally for the noun forms. So the classification of words is done into two categories, subantas and tigantas. Subantas means generally for the noun forms. Tigantas means generally for the verb form. And ting. So we are generally now studying the ting pratyaya. The T form that we are seeing is actually ting pratyaya, and some of it might not be logical also to understand it right now.
Okay. Okay. I think I will have a look at that document and then just use it as a reference. Thank you.
Yes. That's a very good question, but I would suggest anybody who is really, because these kind of questions come in, because the word formation is completely different with respect to the letters that we are seeing. And for this, request you to also take up the Panini grammar classes that happen weekly once. And these are also free. These are also happening for free. There is nothing that is being charged, and you can attend it. And this class is also, the Panini Vyakaranam class is also happening for 1.5 hours. Astu. And another important aspect is, these are just one form of the verb that we have seen. So for the verb forms also, there are 10 different cases that we can see. Present tense, or the tenses that could be seen, are 10 different tenses that could be seen. And these are called as lakaras. These are called as lakaras. So right now we are looking at the present tense and Prathama Purusha, right? Prathama Purusha and Uttama Purusha. Similarly, we have present continuous tense, past tense, and then these are called as lakaras. Lat lakara, lit lakara, lut lakara, lut lakara, late lakara, lot lakara, lang lakara, vidhiling lakara, lung lakara, and lung lakara. So these are different verb forms also. So we will come to this slowly, but for now we will focus on the syllabus that is there with respect to Abhyasa Pustakam.
And another thing is, request you also to slowly get into the Panini Vyakaranam classes. They are generally taught in Sanskrit only. They are generally taught in Sanskrit. So, and as you attend these classes, there will be introduction to the Panini Vyakaranam classes, Panini's Ashtadhyayi also, how it is being organized, and what are the rules that are there in Panini's Ashtadhyayi. So these things will be introduced, and this will be very helpful as you go further. So this is just to let you know that these are happening on a weekly basis only, and these classes happen for 1.5 hours. Astu. So coming back to our discussion, so we need to know these basic forms before we get into the advanced thing. So here we are looking at what is Pumlinga and what is Strilinga. Right now we are identifying which one is Pumlinga and which one is Pumlinga. Here, as we see, Upayam is again basically here. Upayaha can be treated as Pumlinga, and Upayam can be treated as a Dvitiya Vibhakti. We'll come to Dvitiya Vibhakti later. So for the noun forms, for the Subantas, we have Vibhaktis, right? Subantas, Subanta will be having Vibhakti, and Dhatus are the verb forms will have the they are treated as the Lakaras. They are called as the Lakaras, and we are generally learning the Prathama Vibhakti present tense, right? So that is what we are trying to learn here. And here, when we say Chintayati is to think. Chintayati is to think, and it is there in present tense. Chintayati is in present tense. Astu. Agre. Sudhindra Mohodaya, Astiva. सो एतदपि करोतु जलम् उपरि आगच्छति एवं सारी यु आर् देयर् एण्ड् पुनः शिनाखण्डम् अस्तु महोदय
सः सर्वत्र शिलाखण्डः पश्यति सः सर्वत्र इस् देयर्
एव्रिवेर्
Shilakanda is actually it's a noun, so it would be
stone. Shilakandam is a stone. It's a noun as well. Yes, it's a noun as well. And Shilakandaha is Pumlinga Shabda.
It's Shilakandam.
Shilakhandam is feminine. Yeah, sorry, it will be neuter. Shilakhandam will be neuter. Neuter. Shilakhandam.
Shilakhandam Pashyati.
Pashyati.
Pashyati Pratama Vibhakti. Saha Ekaha is Strilinga Shabdaha. शिलाखण्डं नपुंसकलिङ्गः शब्दः
एकम् अपि नपुंसकलिङ्गं महोदय एकम् इस् आल्सो नपुंसकलिङ्गम्
एकम् ओ आं गुरुजि एकं नपुंसकलिङ्गः शिलाखण्डं नपुंसकलिङ्गः शब्दः स्वीकरोति इस् प्रथमविभक्ति घटस्य इस्
घटस्य इस् घटः इस् प्रथमविभक्ति घटस्य इस् षष्ठीविभक्ति
घटस्य इस् षष्ठीविभक्ति अन्तः अन्तः इस् पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः
अन्तः पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः
क्षिपति
अन्तः ओके अन्तः मीन्स् महोदय हियर् घटस्य अन्तः विल् कम् टु अन्तः शब्दः लेटर् इट् इस् बट् ऐ थिङ्क् इट् वि केन् नाट् से इट् इस् आक्चुलि हियर् आस् प्रथमविभक्ति वि विल् सी वाट् इस् अन्तः लेटर् एण्ड् क्षिपति प्लीस् टेल् वाट् इस् क्षिपति
क्षिपति इस् प्रथमविभक्ति
no no shipati is not prathama vibhakti is it is verb whenever you see this t forms right likhati pathati gachati kshipati these are verb forms and these are in the present tense and when we say present tense in sanskrit these are called as lat lakara right this is prathama purusha एकवचनं प्रथमपुरुष एकवचनं लट्रकाररूपं क्षिपति क्षिपति ईस् टु एन् आक्षन् टु इण्डिकेट् त्रुध्रो
आं महोदय
देट् इस् द वर्ब् फार्म् एण्ड् दिस् विल् बि हेल्प्फुल् महोदय एस् वि लर्न् फार्वर्ड् दिस् विल् बि हेल्प्फुल् सो प्लीस् ट्रै टु नो देम् वित् द संस्कृत नेम् ओन्लि लट्लकारः we'll see these forms again and again as we go forward.
Punaha? Punaha is Pullinga Shabdaha. Shilakandam. Shilakandam is again Napunsakalinga Shabdaha. Svikaroti. Svikaroti is... Svikaroti Punaha, Shilakandam, Svikaroti. So it's taking the... picking up the... stones. So that would be again a verb. It's a Prathama Purusha Latlakara Vibhakti.
Svikaroti, yes. It is not a Vibhakti, it is Latlakara. Which is basically the verb form. Lakaras are for verbs.
Okay. Ghatasya. Ghatasya is Shashti Vibhakti.
ghatasya shashti vibhakti samichanam and antaha. It is a noun so vibhaktis are only for noun forms mahodaya so we should also say it is only for noun forms okay ghatasya it will not be for verb only for nouns we generally see the vibhaktis or the declensions
naam guruji chipati Kshipati is Latlakara Prathama Vibhakti. Prathama... Sorry, Vibhakti.
Purushaha. Prathama Purushaha.
Latlakara Prathama Purushaha.
Hmm.
Evam Punaha. Evam is again.
Hmm.
Once again. Evam is once again. Evam Punaha is again.
Hmm.
Again Punaha is again. Shilakandam. Shilakandam is Napunsakalinga Shabdaha. Kshipati.
Kshipati.
Kshipati is Latlakara Prathama Purusha.
Samitam. Kshipati Prathama Purusha Ekavachanam. And this is Latlakara.
Ekavachanam. Okay. Jalam is again is again Napunsakalinga Shabdaha. Upari is Prathama Vibhakti. Agachati is Ekavachanam Prathama Purusha Latlakara.
And what does Agachati mean?
It's coming up.
Samichinam.
Kakaha is again Pullinga Shabda. Tushyati is it's a verb Latlakara Prathama Purusha Ekavachanam. Saha is इज अ पुल्लिङ्ग शब्दः सो जलम् जलम् इज नपुंसकलिङ्ग शब्दः पिबति पिबति इज जलम् उपरि गच्छति इट्स कमिङ्ग अप सो काका तुष्यति इट्स थर्स्टि सः जलं पिबति पिबति इज लट्लकार प्रथमपुरुष
So, actually, Tushyati here is coming before Pibati. So, Tushyati is kind of, we can say, it became happy here. If it was Kakaha Tushyati, if it is coming after Saha Jalam Pibati, Saha Jalam Pibati, Anantram Kakaha Tushyati, if this was the construction, then we could say Tushyati is actually quenching of the thirst. Because Tushyati has come previously, probably what the sentence could indicate the meaning here is tushyati is actually it was not quenching the thirst it is basically it is kind of happy or it was pleased that the water came
that will be a verb okay.
it will be a verb
and pibati guruji pibati is also a verb
it is also a verb it is dhatu
dhatu okay ओके खकस्य खकस्य इज षष्ठी विभक्ति षष्ठी विभक्ति स्त्रीलिङ्ग शब्दः
नो 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 षष्ठी विभक्ति काकस्य व्हेनेवर यू से अस्य मेजॉरिटी ऑफ द टाइम इट इज पुल्लिङ्ग शब्दः रामस्य बालकस्य काकस्य इट इज पुंलिङ्ग षष्ठी विभक्ति पुंलिङ्ग षष्ठी विभक्ति
षष्ठी विभक्ति ओके काकस्य बहु सन्तोषः
बहु
सन्तोषः इज हैप्पी सो दैट वुड बी अ वर्ब दैट वुड बी एक
बहु हियर इज सन्तोषः इज हैप्पी बहु मींस वेरी वेरी हैप्पी
सो बहु इज वेरी हैप्पी सन्तोषः सन्तोषः इज अ वर्ब दैट वुड बी
सन्तोषः न न न santoshah is not a it is not a verb actually here happy adverb so bahu santoshah so for now we will not classify it we'll just leave it bahu santoshah because we cannot say astu mohoday for now we will not classify it as a noun or a verb it is just something that is describing how the crow felt for now because it is very happy so we are also using the adjectives to also describe how the crow is feeling right now so we'll leave the classification later for now bhavati
is prathame vibhakti
प्रथमा विभक्ति
अनन्तरं
भवति प्रथमा विभक्ति नो महोदय भवत् प्रथमा विभक्ति व्हेन यू से विभक्ति इट इज फॉर अ नाउन भवति इज नॉट अ नाउन
सॉरी 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 लट्लकार प्रथम पुरुष
समीचीनम्
अनन्तरं नपुंसकलिङ्ग शब्दः
okay we no more actually anantaram means later on later. So it is so we cannot classify this as either neuter or feminine or masculine later on is not it is it cannot be classified it is basically an indeclinable right
indeclinable yeah right saha is that that would be say पुल्लिङ्ग शब्दः
सः पुल्लिङ्ग
शब्दः स्वनिडं गच्छति स्वनिडं इज नपुंसकलिङ्ग शब्दः
नो होल्ड ऑन नो 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 बिकॉज नीडम इफ यू से नीडम राइट नाउ वी नो इट इज ऑलवेज नपुंसकः needam is generally needaha it is needaha if it is needaha then it will become pumlinga and if it is needam, needam is there or not. Let me check that. But for now, need, swaneedam means self's nest, self own nest. That is what swaneedam. Hmm.
Swaneedam gachati.
Hmm.
Gachati is a verb. It will be laklakara pratama purusha.
Hmm.
Chaturaha kakaha. Chaturaha is clever or intelligent. That will be a...
it is verb. Currently... Chaturaha is actually adjective, right? So...
it's adjective. Yeah.
Adjective. So, we'll come to Chaturaha's form later. Kakaha is Pumlinga Mahoda. Chaturaha, because there will be Chatura for Srilinga. So, we have to classify this later. Kakaha is Pumlinga. That is something that we have seen. Chaturaha, Chatura, this is also there. When we go for Pumlinga, it is Chaturaha. For Strilinga, it will become Chatura. So, adjectives are, these are adjectives, which is basically Visheshanams. They take the form that is generally followed or associated with respect to the word. So, that is how we identify how the subject is defined, or if the subject we are not able to know with respect to the context in it, which is called, we look at the sentence and see which lingam it is or which gender it is. We'll see these usages as we go further also. For now, identification of the verbs, identification of the nouns, and we have seen some of the words that are being used so far. This is the way we can construct simple sentences. So as part of your daily practice, so you can see some object and see pustakam atra asti, pustakam tatra asti. So these kind of sentences could be formed, or you can practice them by reciting it aloud. That way we will also be able to recall the words that we have learned. Putrakam atra bhavati. Bhavati means it is also there. Or if it is something is going to happen, we have not seen future, so it is whatever we have seen is in the present tense. So we can follow those. Aham khadami, aham annam khadami. So we have learnt what is annam, and we have seen what are the vegetables. Kadali phalam. So kadali phalam is banana. I am eating banana. Aham kadali phalam khadami. So these kind of sentences could be formed, and that will keep on help us in understanding the words as we go forward. So similarly, the dinacharya, we have already seen dinacharya of how to do it in the present tense, and also we have seen how to do it for both Prathama Purusha and Uttama Purusha, right? This is something that we have seen. Nidrati Nidrami, Saha Nidrati Aham Nidrami. Danta Dhavanam Karoti, Saha Danta Dhavanam Karoti Aham Danta Dhavanam Karomi. So these kind of sentences can also be formed. So try to form the dinacharya for each one of you. You can write the sentences and see how these sentences could be formed for your own timetable.
Excuse me, sir. Last class, you have given the homework of this. I have written here already.
Can you please? Yes, Bhagni, please.
Okay. Aham. सार्ध पञ्चवादने उत्तिष्ठामि
समीचीनम्
अहं पादोन षड्वादने दन्तधावनं करोमि मुखं प्रक्षालयामि च
समीचीनम्
तदनन्तरं कैन वी यूज तदनन्तरं
यस लेटर ऑन आई एम गोइंग टू डू अस्तु
तदनन्तरं योगासनं करोमि अहं अष्टवादने स्नानं करोमि सार्ध अष्टवादने पूजां करोमि नववादने अल्पाहारं स्वीकरोमि पादोन दशवादने कार्यालयं गच्छामि कार्यं करोमि च सायंकाले सपाद षड्वादने गृहं आगच्छामि अनन्तरं गृहकार्यं करोमि अनन्तरं दूरदर्शनं पश्यामि रात्रि नववादने भोजनं करोमि और भोजनं खादामि केन् वी यूस् भोजनं खादामि
आं भगिनि
अनन्तरं पात्रं प्रक्षालयामि विंशतिः अधिकदशवादने शयनं करोमि
विंशतिः
अधिकदशवादने 10:20
विंशति अधिकदशवादने अस्तु महोदय
शयनं करोमि
समीचीनं बहु समीचीनं भगिनि सो अस्तु सो कार्यं कार्यालये कार्यं करोमि अनन्तरं गृहम् आगच्छामि अनन्तरं पचामि अनन्तरं खादामि तदनन्तरं सार्धदशवादने अथवा विंशति अधिकदशवादने शयनं करोमि अस्तु भगिनि बहु
समीचीनं
न भगिनि न सम्यक् अस्ति सम्यक् अस्ति
ओके थेङ्क् यू
अन्या अपि एतत् इति अभ्यासं करोतु दिनचर्या इति किम् अस्ति दिनचर्या भवतः अपि भवत्याः अपि किम् अपि दिनचर्या अस्ति वाक्यानि रचयन्तु अस्तु सर्वे अपि पृथक् पृथक् लघु लघु वाक्यानि लघु लघु वाक्यानि इति रचयन्तु लिखतु अभ्यासं करोति इति बहु सम्यक् अस्ति अस्तु अग्रे एतत् अपि प्रार्थना लोट् लकार आज्ञा अथवा प्रार्थना इति किम् अस्ति लोट् लकाररूपम् इति पश्यतु हे पुत्र इदानीं मा क्रीडतु पठतु सो प्लीज़् रीड् दिस् लार्ड् अरुण् महोदय केन् यु प्लीस् रीड् दिस् लैन्
आं महोदय हे पुत्र इदानीं मा क्रीडतु पठतु परीक्षा अस्ति पश्यतु भवतः अग्रजः अपि पठति भवान् अपि कृपया पठतु हे पुत्र हे सन् इदानीं मा क्रीडन्तु
क्रीडतु क्रीडन्तु इस् बहुवचनं क्रीडतु इस् सिंगुलर् महोदय
क्रीडतु सारि क्रीडतु इदानीं मा क्रीडतु डोण्ट् प्ले नौ पठतु स्टडि परीक्षा अस्ति एक्साम्स् आर् अप्रोचिङ्ग् पश्यतु भवतः अग्रजः पश्यतु लुक् एट् भवतः योर् अग्रजः एल्डर् ब्रदर् अपि पठति अपि आल्सो स्टडिङ्ग् भवान् अपि कृपया पठतु यू प्लीज् स्टडि नौ
So, also, Mahodaya, can you please identify what is the verb and which form it is taking? And also, if possible, any noun forms that you can identify here.
Kridatu is that request. Agnyakarya Kriyapadam.
Agnyakarya Shabdaha Kriyapadam. Kriyapadam. Kriyapadam.
Kridatu. Patatu.
Lot Lakara.
Lot Lakara.
Lot Lakara.
पठतु आल्सो इस् लोट् लकार
लोट् लकार प्रथमपुरुष एकवचनं
प्रथमपुरुष एकवचनं लोट् लकार पश्यतु प्रथमपुरुष लोट् लकार एकवचनं
एक
पठतु सेम् थिङ्ग् लोट् लकार
पठति
पठति इस् पास्ट् टेन्स् इट् इस्
न न पठति वी हव् नाट् सीन् पास्ट् टेन्स् सो फार् महोदय एव्रिथिङ्ग् इस् इन् प्रेसेण्ट् टेन्स्
पठति You api, also studying, patati.
He's also studying. So he's study. Still studying now.
Patati.
Lat lakara, pradama purusha.
Lat lakara, okay.
So who is reading? Bhavataha agrajaha. Bhavataha means you.
Your brother. Okay.
Your brother. So bhavataha is sixth declension or shashti vibhakti. Bhavataha. Asta, so the root form for bhavan is bhavat. Bhavat. So we have seen bhavan. Bhavataha namakim. If you remember our first class, Maudya.
We said
bhavataha means your. What is your name? Bhavataha.
Bhavati is used in some other context also. In the previous slide, that kakaha bahu santosham bhavati is used there. That was a little confusing.
Exactly. So bhavati here, this is the thi form, Mahodaya. And whenever you are seeing bhavati, and that tha is the hasvati, right? Here, if you look at this particular case.
Bahu santosham bhavati.
Bhavati. So, bhavati, this T is not the dhirga ikaram. This is hrasva ikaram, the lower form vowel, not the higher form vowel, right? So, this is verb form of it. Bhavati is low form. Bhavati, when we say T for a longer duration, that becomes the noun form.
Okay. So, bhavati is verb, bhavati is noun.
Noun, and that is feminine gender. This is
feminine. Bhavati namakim ka.
Bhavatyah namakim. Bhavatyah
namakim. Okay.
So, and the root form for this is, we'll see this root form, bhavati, but we have to go a little bit further. We have to practice all the forms and then we'll come back to this. But for this one, bhavataha, bhavan, these are the same root forms. Bhavat shabdha. These are coming from the same bhavat shabdha. And bhavan is basically in the first declension, which is called as prathama vibhakti in Sanskrit. Bhavataha is in your. It is basically the possessive case, right? This possessive case. Sixth wave, Shashti Vibhakti. Bhavataha Agrajaha. Agrajaha is elder brother or older brother. Api Patati, also studying. Bhavan Api Krupaya Patatu. So, first time he was ordering Idane Ma Kridatu. So, there is an exclamation and he is saying Idane Ma Kridatu, don't play here. Patatu, study. So, and then he gives an example saying that pariksha asti, pariksha bhavataha agrajaha api patati, bhavan api krupaya patatu, you also please study. He is coming, or he is toning down his, the usage of, or he is toning down himself from ordering to request. Probably the son got irritated. So, the patatu is the lot lakara, so whenever we see two, it is lot lakara, P is basically the lat lakara. And please also try to practice this here that are there in this sheet where we have different forms. For example, patati, patatu, kridati, kridatu, bhavati, bhavatu. So all these are verbs, kriya padani. Guruhakarya rupena ekavaram patatu. Astu. So, adya sthagamaha, we'll stop here for today. Agami saptahe punaha milamaha.
Sir, you asked us to make sentence of so kriyapadam, no?
Yes, Bhagini. Five sentences for each word I had asked.
Not five. Two sentences. Saha ganitaha pustakam padadi. Aham samskruta pustakam padami. Like that, almost 40 words.
40 words, two sentences for each word.
I have written it here.
Okay, can you please read them aloud, Bhagini, so for each of these words?
Yeah, I don't know about the grammar. Please correct me. सः गणितपुस्तकं पठति, अहं संस्कृतपुस्तकं पठामि. एषा उद्याने कोको क्रीडा क्रीडति, अहं गृहे चतुरङ्गक्रीडा क्रीडामि. देन् सा वैद्या भवति, इस् इट् ओके?
सा वैद्या भवति, वैद्या स्त्रीलिङ्गरूपं, सा अपि स्त्रीलिङ्गरूपं भवति, शी इस् अ डाक्टर्.
ओके, अहं अद्यः आनन्दं भवामि. ऐ डोण्ट् नो हौ टु रैट् एक्चुअली.
अद्यः अहम् अद्य अद्यः when you say aha, it is pronounced as we have the visarga. There is no visarga. Adhya is means only two, today.
Okay, adhya. Adhya anandam bhavami.
I am happy today.
Okay. Bhavan kim pustakam likati?
Bhavan.
Aham ganita pustakam likami.
समीचीनं, प्रश्नमपि अस्ति उत्तरमपि अस्ति, भवितुं बहु समीचीनं.
सा आम्रफलं खादति, अहं कदलीफलं खादामि. एषा मित्रेण उद्याने मिलति, इस् इट् ओके?
उद्याने मिलति, षष्टिविभक्तिरूपम् अस्ति, अपि मिलति अपि धातु क्रियापदम् अस्ति, बहु समीचीनम्. उद्याने इन् द गार्डन्,
इन् द गार्डन्. अहं सीतेन पुनर्मिलामि.
सीतेन, सीतेन इत्युक्ते सीतायाः, सीता, सीता. ओके, सीतेन, सीतायेन, क्षम्यतां भगिनि, सीते, सीता इति पुंलिङ्गशब्दः अस्ति, नपुंसकलिङ्ग अस्ति, स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः, क्षम्यतां,
क्षम्यता.
रामेण न भगिनि, रामेण इति एकवारं भगिनि, रामेण कर्ता एक मिनिट्, दिस् इस् वन् सेकेण्ड्, वि आर् लुकिङ्ग्
सीतायाः,
सीतायाः षष्टिविभक्ति, न न न, नो भगिनि, दिस् इस् ऐ एम् नाट् वन् सेकेण्ड्, जस्ट् गिव् मि अ सेकेण्ड्. दिस् इस् स्त्रीलिङ्ग, दिस् शुड् बि स्त्रीलिङ्ग. And this should be in Tritiya Vibhakti, that is what you are saying, right? This should be Sitaya, not Sitaya, Sitaya. Sitaya.
Okay.
Sitaya.
Today I meet Sita again. What is that?
I met with Sita again. Sitaya. Milami. Sitaya Milami.
Sitaya. Okay, okay. Then Sita laddukam khadati.
Sita laddukam khadati.
Aham idli khadami.
Astu.
Then Ramaha pustakam pashyati.
Ramaha pustakam pashyati.
Aham chalachitram pashyami.
Aham chalanachitram pashyami.
Chalanachitram, okay, okay. Chalana, okay. Then Bhavan मन्दं मन्दं हसति, अहम् आवश्यकं हसामि.
अहम् आवश्यकम् अस्ति चेत् हसामि, इफ् इट् इस् नीडेड् ऐ लाफ्, इफ् इट् इस् नाट् नीडेड् ऐ डोण्ट् लाफ्. आवश्यकम् अस्ति चेत् अहं हसामि, इफ् इट् इस् नीडेड् अस्ति चेत् अहं हसामि, इफ् इट् इस् नाट् नीडेड् ऐ डोण्ट् लाफ्.
ओके, रामायणचरित्रे कैकेयी दशरथः निन्दति.
रामायण, रामायणचरित्रे, चरित्रे इत्युक्ते क्यारेक्टर् भगिनि, तत्र मीनिङ्ग्
रामायण, दिस् एपिक्, एपिक्
इतिहासे, रामायण इतिहास पुस्तके, इतिहासम् वन्तक इतिहासः इति, नो भगिनि, इतिहास चेक् रामायणपुस्तके कः किं निन्दति?
कैकेयी दशरथः निन्दति.
कैकेयी दशरथः निन्दति,
रामायणपुस्तके,
रामायणपुस्तके.
ओके,
कथे, कथायाः, रामायणकथायाः कैकेयी,
in the story of Ramayana, Kaikeyi blames or criticizes Dasharatha.
Okay. Aham Umayam Rodena Nindami.
Umayam. Umayam Saptami Vibhakti. Yam Kim Shabdaha Uma. Umayaha
Uma.
Ninda. Umayaha.
Umayaha. Okay, okay. Umayaha Rodena Nindami.
No, Bhagini. No. Umayaha Rodena. Rodena ityukte. Rodena kim? Roditum Pashyami Anantaram. Roditum. So if she was crying, then I went and did something. That is what we want to say.
Yeah.
Aham. Uma roditi, aham gachami, anantaram, aham vadami, na rodatu.
Now, I don't know how to make this aham nindami. Aham and aham. Nindami word.
Aham nindami samichinam, nindati nindami, aham nindami. Aham umayaha nindami, aham umaya nindami. Blamed with or you want to blame, aham umam nindami, aham uma, ramam.
Oh, she was crying, so aham umayaha ninda. What I mean?
Umayaha. Umayaha is... put the blame on Uma, that is what we want to do.
I don't want her to cry.
Cry is actually roditi, so she would... this is actually, you want to, what do you call that? Asubhani, I'll tell this. You can continue with the other sentences.
Okay. And Vrishena Amrafalam Patati.
Vrukshataha. Vrukshena is actually Vrukshataha. From the tree, Amrafalam, mango is falling.
So Vrukshataha.
Vrukshataha.
Okay. And I don't know how to make this aham with aham shabda. Patami. So I didn't aham. Write here.
Okay.
Then Nayati. Chatrayam Vidyalaye Pustagam Nayati.
Chatrayam na bhagini. Chatrayaha.
Chatrayaha. Okay.
Chatrayaha.
Vidyalaye na.
This is pullingam or strilingam? Chatra. This is
strilingam. And Bahuvachanam.
Chatraha will become Bahuvachanam in this one. And
okay.
Vidyalaye, to the Vidyalaye, Pustakam Nayati, or Pustakani Nayanti. Chatraha Pustakani Nayanti.
Pustakani Nayanti. Okay.
Nayanti.
Okay. Then Aham Chatram Nayami.
Aham Chatram Nayami.
And then Prabhatakale Patram Anayati.
Prabhatakale Anayati. Prabhatakale Kaha Anayati.
Griham.
Gruhe Anayati. Prabhatakale.
Ale Grihe. Grihe. Aham Grihe Shiram Anayami. Is it okay?
Aham Gruham Kshiram Anayami. Kshiram is the best. Gruham. Gruham.
Griham. Okay, Griham, no? Okay. Chatraha Patashale Prarthana Vadadi.
Patashala. We'll come to this by because Patashala is Srilingam. So we have to look. What do you want to in the school, right? In the school, it will become Patashalayaha.
Okay. Patashalayaha. Okay. Aham Prabhadakale Slogam Vadami. Vadami.
Slogam Vadami.
Then Sa Padam Smarati.
Padam Smarati.
Correct?
Smarati. Smarati is she wants to remember.
Remember, yeah. Aham samskrita patam smarami.
Aham samskrita patam smarami. Samichinam.
Then chatrayam padashalayam gacchati.
Padashalayam gacchati.
Aham mama madasya griham gacchami.
Madasya tyukte?
Mother's home.
Mata yaha.
Okay. Thank you. Then Sita vidyalayena griham agachadi.
Yena, you know, Bhagni, see, okay. So there are some changes. So whenever we are going for this Tritiya Vibhakti, we have still not introduced Tritiya Vibhakti. We will wait. So Yena is Ramena. Ramena is Tritiya Vibhakti. If it is used for Stri Linga Shabda, it will become, if it is Rama, it will become Ramaya. If it is Sita, Sitaya. So that is how the form will change. And this is basically with somebody.
Okay. Vidyalaya griham gacchadi, agacchadi.
Vidyalaya. So, Vidyalaya. Okay, so from the, no, what is this you want to say, Bhagini? Vidyalayaha. From the school.
Sita coming from school to home.
Okay, we'll do this. We have still not covered. I think we'll practice this because Saha Panchami Vibhakti will be there and we have to go for Chaturthi. We'll see this. We have still not covered this.
So the Aham Mandirena, that is also wrong, no? Aham
wrong. Mandirena. Mandirena is wrong. Mandiram Taha, it will be in that form. It won't be in this form. Mandirena, no.
So Mandiram Saha, okay.
No, not Saha, Taha. We'll see this. We have not done this. There is still that we have to do in the Abhyasa Pustaka.
Okay. Then Ichchadi also I have used Udhyane. Balakaha Udhyane Kridanam Ichchadi.
Balakaha Kriditum. Kriditum. They want to, right? Ichchati. So it will become actually Tumun. So we have not seen the Tumun Pratyaya so far.
Okay.
There will be a slight change, Bhagini. So, Balakaha Kriditum Ichchati. That is how it will be. Okay. For now, Kridangane Kridam Kar. Okay, it will again become a kartum. Okay, we'll come to this. Ichchati, we'll come to this.
Okay. Aham pakashale pajagam karodum ichchami. Is it okay?
Kartum. Karotum will not be kartum. It will become kartum.
Kartum. Okay.
Tumun pratyaya are slightly different. We have to identify how they are for each of these verbs. We'll do this one. Not yet.
Okay. Then bhavadi kadi uttishtadi.
Bhavati kati samayaha uttishtati.
Kati samayaha. Okay.
Kati na. Kati is actually how many. So you want to say what time. Kada.
Kada. Okay.
Kada uttishtati. Bhavati kada uttishtati.
Kada samayaha.
Kada.
Aham pratakale panjavadane uttishtami. Then eshaha jalam chashage pibadi.
No. Eshaha is there, so it will become Pibanti. It will not be Pibati. So we'll see Pibanti. We will see the forms also. So I think we have not done the Bhavachana Rupam.
Yeah. Aham Phalarasam Pibami.
Aham Phalarasam Pibami. Astu.
Then Krishnaha Radhena Madura Yatrena Tyajadi.
Bhagini, Adya Atra Tagamaha. Anantaram Agami Saptahe Ekavaram Punaravartanam Kurma. Vakyani Vadatu. Agami Saptah.
Okay.
Adya Samaya Padona Navavadanam. Adya Samaya Padona Navavadanam.
ओके थैंक यू सर
अस्तु भाई अस्तु धन्यवादः पुनः मिलामः
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः महोदय
धन्यवादः धन्यवादः महोदय